brain, but you can't afford. Give it to me what my heart and desire. Diamonds and pearls is what I require. Oh, in my heart, in my heart. I'm just a lover, sexy on the cover. My love, only undercover lover man can make me feel nice, okay? And if you love with us, go it all the way, I got check this.
Well, we just heard something from Petra, and that was going out to Mo. It's Undercover Lover. Before that, Pure Soul gave us Something About the Way That You Do. And those are both from 1996, and that's the year we're featuring here on KGNU for our 40th anniversary. Now we're going to head down south for a little Southern Soul, starting out with Carolyn Stanton and Mr. Ain't Gonna Do Right. And after that, Dabron, Slippin' and Slidin'.
Ladies, y'all ever had a man ain't good for nothing but one thing? And that one thing is the only reason you keep him around. Come on now. I know y'all know who I'm talking about. You're probably dealing with one right now. I bet your girlfriend kept you up all night long talking about it. If not, let me tell you a little bit of something about it right here. You don't spend no money. He don't spend no time. And the fellas he hang around ain't worth a dime. He'll get in your car, it won't even ask. Out riding all night, burning up your gas. He won't keep no job, that ship done sailed. And every time he goes to jail, you gotta pay his bill. Cause you know he ain't gonna do right. He's doing the best he can, but you know he ain't gonna do right. I'll tell you.
You know what, baby? Before I give you this ring, there's some things that we need to talk about. Cause if we're planning on being together forever, then we have to be true, baby. Girl, we can't be slipping and sliding. That's the deal, woman. We have to keep it real, baby. We have to be true with each other so we can be together forever and ever. Girl, we can't be slipping and sliding. There's no big I and no little you. Woman, we both have to be true. We can't be controlling and telling each other everything to do. No, baby, cause you're not a little girl, and I shouldn't have to take you by the hand, baby, and lead you, no. You a grown woman, and I know that you know the deal. The bronze keeping it real, baby. We can't be lying, slipping and sliding. That's the deal, woman. We have to keep it real. We have to be true to each other so we can be together, baby. We can't be lying, baby, slipping and sliding. Keep it real, baby. We have to be true to each other so we can make it last forever and ever. And you know what, baby? I know that you know, and I know you understand. Woman, we're too old to be playing. Yeah. See, you being the woman that I love. Everything you expecting from me, girl, I'm looking the same thing from you. Cause it's a 50-50 love, baby. We have to keep it real, baby. We have to keep it 100. Cause 99 ain't good enough. That's the deal, baby. I'm keeping it real. We have to be true with each other so we can be together, baby. We can't be lying, baby. Slipping and sliding. That's the deal, woman. I'm keeping it real. We have to be true with each other so we can make it last forever and ever, baby. And I wanna know, baby, can you give me 50, baby?
KGNU will host our annual plant sale on Sunday, June 3rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 4700 Walnut Street in Boulder, and we're looking for donations of starter plants and garden items. These items will be accepted from May 14th to 28th. Call KGNU at 303-449-4885 for more information on helping donate plants and garden items for the plant sale. Thanks for your help this gardening season.
Well, if you can wait till June 1st, I'm growing a bunch of plants for the plant sale. I got 30 different varieties of tomatoes, hot peppers, cold peppers, eggplants. So come on down and pick up some plants to throw into the garden. They'll be ready. Well, we're going to end up the show. We got a few minutes left. They're going to hear something brand new, came out a couple weeks ago by the Aces, and Bad Love. And that's their debut CD, and they're from Provo, Utah. And then coming from Detroit, got to hear a little polka music from Frank Yankovic. And I got my high school buddy here, Pat, is sitting in with me, and so he'll appreciate this one. And after that, we'll see if we can fit in some Soul Coughing from their Irresistible Bliss CD from 1996. We're celebrating KGNU's 40th anniversary on the air.
I can't help it, the way I feel you in my bones. Don't mind the judgment, you light me up when we're alone. They don't really need to know our business. They don't really need to know what we do. They don't really need to know where we going. It's just me and you. Got you touching on me all in secret. Want you loving on me all four seasons. Baby, tell me who we think we're pleasing. I wanna be with you. Baby, they don't get us. Never had this stuff before. I wish they knew just how I felt. That they'd be ready to adore you. How could they go this bad?
Find kabasi, you can take my pirogi, but give me back my kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka?
Won't you bring it back?
Yasho found the Kishka, Yasho found the Kishka, Yasho found the Kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found the Kishka, he found the Kishka, he found the Kishka,
Yasho brought it back.
And of course, Dali Kimoko on the guitar. This is your host, Steve Ryder. I'm going to head out of here. My Room 69 Plymouth Belvedere. roll down the window. That's the air conditioning I use. I'll be back in a couple of weeks with Afternoon Sound on Thursday. And this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.
BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. Donald Trump says he will meet the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for talks in Singapore on June the 12th. The talks will be the first direct negotiations between the leaders of the US and North Korea. Barbara Pletusher reports.
Officials had never explicitly said the release of the prisoners was a precondition for the summit to go ahead. Mr. Trump called it a goodwill gesture from Kim Jong-un. But he tweeted out the date and venue of the meeting just hours after welcoming the three freed Americans at a military base outside Washington. He'd signaled earlier in the week that such an announcement was coming, ruling out the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas as a possible venue. U.S. officials saw Singapore as a better, more neutral location.
North Korea's state airline Air Goya has announced it will launch new routes between Pyongyang and southwest China, marking another point in the warming relations between the traditional allies. The flights are slated to begin in June. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Iran crossed a red line and that his country responded appropriately to Iranian missile strikes. The Israeli military says its overnight airstrikes on Syria were a response to missiles fired at its military posts in the Golan Heights by Iran's Revolutionary Guard operating in Syria. Here's Jonathan Marcus.
These are the first skirmishes in a potential war between Israel and Iran that promises a fearful level of destruction, even by the standards of the modern Middle East. The rising tensions have drawn a swift response from foreign capitals. In Washington, a White House statement condemned what it called the Iranian regime's provocative rocket attacks from Syria and strongly supported Israel's right to respond in self-defense. France, too, demanded that Iran desist from all military provocation. Russia called upon all parties to show restraint.
Our defense and diplomatic affairs correspondent, Jonathan Marcus. The British government has apologised unreservedly to a Libyan Islamist, Abdul Hakim Belhaj, and his wife for its role in their rendition to Libya in 2004 and his subsequent torture. Gordon Carrera was in Istanbul when the apology reached Mr. Belhaj.
In the rarefied surroundings of the consulate in Istanbul, Britain's ambassador to Turkey handed over a letter of apology to a man who says Britain colluded in his torture. Mr. Belhaj's story came out of the so-called deal in the desert between Tony Blair and Colonel Gaddafi in 2004. Colonel Gaddafi gave up his nuclear weapons program. Tony Blair promised, among other things, help with the Libyan leader's opponents. Around the same time, Mr. Belhaj had been picked up by the CIA in Asia on a British tip-off, and under a practice known as rendition, would be transferred to Libya, where he says he was tortured. It took a decade and a half and the fall of Gaddafi's regime for the details of Britain's role in rendition to come to light and be fully acknowledged.
World News from the BBC. Knife-wielding attackers have murdered an imam and critically wounded two worshippers at a mosque near the South African city of Durban. A police spokeswoman said three men entered the Imam Hussein Mosque in the town of Verulam after midday prayers and stabbed the victims before setting fire to the building. Eyewitnesses says the victim's throat had been cut. The Colombian government and the left-wing rebel group, the ELN, have sat down for peace negotiations in the Cuban capital, Havana, to try to agree an end to five decades of conflict. Will Grant is there.
These aren't the first peace talks that Havana has hosted between the Colombian government and a left-wing rebel group in recent years, having successfully helped to broker a peace agreement with the FARC in 2016. However, these negotiations have the potential to be even more tricky. The ELN is now the biggest guerrilla group in Colombia after the FARC demobilised and have continued to carry out attacks after a ceasefire broke down. The previous host nation for talks, Ecuador, pulled out when two Ecuadorian journalists and their driver were killed by hardline former FARC rebels who refused to demobilise, forcing the talks to move to Cuba instead.
Spotify, the internet music provider, has announced that it will no longer actively promote the rapper R. Kelly's music on its website. The move comes following allegations in the US media about the singer's sexual conduct. R. Kelly has denied sexual misconduct allegations made against him by several women. Scientists studying how the temperature of turtle eggs during incubation affects the baby reptile's sex has isolated the gene responsible for controlling the process. Researchers in China and the United States switched off a gene, known as KDM66B, in a batch of eggs incubated at 26 degrees Celsius. The temperature would normally produce male turtles, but 80% of the brood were females, which usually hatch from nests at 32 degrees. The process also determines the sex of crocodiles, alligators, and some lizards. BBC News.